Good evening from Charleston. We're in Pearls, which is a bar which serves, I believe they're well known as very good oyster shots. It tastes like you're swallowing a cold. But apart from that, they are tremendous. And tonight I've been on the first ever tour of my life. It was a pub tour, and it was with, I want to say a guide, but Ben will correct me. Ben, what are you? What's your title?
I'm a historic civic ambassador.
And how long have you been doing this for?
About 4 weeks.
Because tonight has been... It's meant to be about 2.5 hours. It's actually been about 4.5 hours. And it has been absolutely amazing. It's been an incredible tour of Charleston, its history. And Ben, it's fair to say that there's a lot of love and hate for the British here in Charleston.
That is absolutely right. Absolutely. You couldn't have Charleston without the British, but then you couldn't have the United States of America without the British. And a lot of the early patriotic movements were down here in Charleston, South Carolina. So we love you and we hate you. Yeah.
Tonight you've told us a lot of incredible stories. One of my favorites about the Blind Tiger, which I'll probably blog about. But you've just been telling us a story about Wagner. Could you tell us that story again? Because that's brilliant. Well, it's not brilliant. It's actually absolutely tragic. But I've had a lot of beer, so it's brilliant, but also tragic at the same time.
All right. Well, a building just down the street from where we are right now is called South End Brewery. It was built in the early, in the late 1820s. Early 1800s. We'll say that. I've been drinking a lot of beer, too. As a cotton factor's office. And this cotton factor's name was W.L. Wagner, which is German for Wagner. And before 1837, you could make a lot of money in cotton. But in 1837, the price of cotton went from the penthouse suite into the bottom floor of the basement. No money was being made on cotton as of 1837. And so what happened, you were living bale of cotton to bale of cotton to bale of cotton, paycheck to paycheck. Well, he sent out his last bale of cotton from his factor's office right here on East Bay Street on a dark and stormy night. And he literally watched from the third story corner office on East Bay Street. He watched a bolt of lightning strike his last bale of cotton on the ship taking it out of the port. He didn't take it so well. He didn't resort to drinking.
Nope.
He resorted to a rope and a chair, and he hung himself in the top third story corner office of the South End Brewery building. They still today, the staff will go up there, and all of the furniture is pushed up into the corner of the building of that office where he hung himself.
I've heard so many amazing stories tonight, and it's thank you to this chap here, to Ben, because he is a brilliant, I'm going to call him a guy, because I'm actually, to be fair, too drunk to remember that incredibly long, too many syllables to remember his real title, but it's been a fantastic night. So, Ben, the name of the company is?
I work for the Original Pub Tour of Charleston.
And actually, it's less about pubs and more about history. Philadelphia Alley? Is that right?
Philadelphia Alley. Two men enter with a problem, one man leaves with a solution.
Fantastic. There are so many stories here, and Ben's been a brilliant guide. So thank you, Ben. And thank you, Charleston. You have been tremendous. And it's time to swallow some more cold, I think. All the very best.